back here at the Giant Center in Hershey. They're going to start the next consolation round at 9:15, so a little bit of time before we get into that. First thing we'll do is remind you that this event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. So we know who our finalists are across the board. And again, we're going to come back with a round of consolations on both sides. And that will determine the medal bouts as you try to finish as high as you can here. So it's going to be third round consolations for the girls. And for both the AA and AAA on the boys' side, they are fourth round consolations. So those will determine who wrestles for third and who wrestles for fifth. And this is where it gets tough. I mean, you know, and really on both sides. And we've talked about this before, Greg. We talk about it all the time. Guys who lose in the semifinals, you know, they're disappointed. So if you're and guys who have the momentum coming in, who have won in the consolations, you know. But they're also beat up because they've done a lot of wrestling, so it's tough here regardless of which way you're coming in.
Well, the semifinalists are actually not wrestling until tomorrow, so the semifinal losers, so they get a night to rest and you know, come back at it, as opposed to that tough turnaround that we talk about every year, where you just got the disappointment of trying to be a state champion and now all of a sudden you're now into the consolations. So they actually are, you know, will get the break this time and come back clear-headed tomorrow. So I'm interested to see if the results are a little bit different, because usually you see some guys who lose in the semis who fall to fifth and sixth because they just aren't really ready to perform in that consi semi. But instead, with the, you know, overnight, we'll see if there's a difference tomorrow.
Yeah, you get to clear your head a little bit and yep. Maybe get some people in your ear, coaches, family, whoever it may be, teammates, friends.
Right.
But that's a tough thing. And again, like I said, the guys who battled through the consolations, while they may have had a little time to catch their breath, they're still beat up. You don't get over the bumps and bruises that accumulate over this much wrestling in that short a period of time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if time here is a good or a bad thing. You're right, because I think there's a – sort of, you know, some of these guys do check out. I mean, you see it, the disappointment in their body language when they come off the mat, especially we've talked about guys who, you know, hey, this was their senior season, this was their, you know, their last chance. Maybe they were a defending state champ or came up short. And so, I mean, it you're right, I'm interested to see what it really looks like next tomorrow, because there's just so many ways that could go, and time could heal all, but time could also only make that wound a little deeper.
You also got to keep in mind, too, the quarterfinal, or some people are losing the quarterfinals, or even in the round of 16, they don't seed this thing. They seed the four or five region champs in AAA, four in AA, and the region champs for girls as well. And then the rest is a pre-drawn bracket. So you right. very easily could have a quarterfinal match that really should be a semifinal match. And those guys end up coming battling back for third. So
right.
You see it all the time. The brackets, because they don't seed it, it becomes a point where you see some really good matches in quarters that should be semis.
Yeah, it's a bit of an imperfect system in that regard. but you're right. That parity can be a really beneficial for some and really challenging for others, right? I mean, so no, it's this has been a fun day so far, and we still got more of it to chew on.
And just a look ahead to tomorrow. Wrestling starts at 9:30 for the girls. It's fourth round consolations, and for AA and AAA boys, it is fifth round consolations. And then everybody comes back for third, fifth, and seventh place bouts at 11:30 tomorrow morning. And then the finals at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We talked a little bit earlier about some of the changes that that really have had to be made for tomorrow. We're going to be wrestling finals on three mats. Of course, we used to have, when it was just boys, we had AA and AAA semifinals stand alone for a while. And then they went to wrestling four, the medal bouts all at one time. But they're going to wrestle the three championship matches all at once starting at 4 o'clock. And they're going to do the Parade of Champions a little bit differently. Again, because of time constraints, rather than announce every wrestler in the finals, they're going to announce the groups, and they'll come out and take their spot, all three, AA, AAA, and girls. And then they'll do the medal presentation a little bit differently than before. Still going to be maybe a lengthy time for fans in between weight classes once they start presenting awards after the second weight class is complete and they start presenting the first weight class of awards because you've got three sets of awards to give out. They're trying to streamline that somewhat to keep things moving, but it's going to be a little bit different tomorrow than what we have been used to, but change is all part of the game. And it'll be interesting to see after they evaluate this year how things have gone. There have been a couple of times where we've gotten behind a little bit, including tonight. Be interesting to see come next year what changes, if any, they decide to make. And that's usually what happens. You sit down pretty early. The idea is to sit down pretty early when everything is still fresh in your mind as to, okay, here's how it went. What can we do to tweak things to make it a little bit better?
I mean, as far as the PIAA side goes, we'll see how tomorrow goes. I'm interested to see how long these breaks are for these awards. But they're probably thinking everything's run pretty smooth for the most part, right? I think the biggest thing you got to look at is for some of the wrestlers. Look at the AA guys, for instance. They had to wrestle a quarterfinal match at 8 a.m. today. So they had to weigh in at 7, because an hour before for weigh-in. So they had to be up, 6-something in the morning. Up all day. Now they're going to wrestle in a match tonight, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. This will probably go to about 11 o'clock at night. By the time you get back to your hotel, you shower, you go to bed, it's after 12 o'clock. And you're going to have to be back here to weigh in again at 8:30 tomorrow. So you got to be up again, 7:30, 8 o'clock to come over here to weigh in. So, it's a lot on these wrestlers that I think sometimes you don't think about that kind of aspect as well.
Right. You're talking about being battered and bruised just in the matches themselves. You're right. You add in the
lack of sleep.
The lack of sleep, the true rest of it. Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point, Greg.
And I think the easy answer, especially for people from the outside, is just go to a fourth day instead of three. But I think that's probably the last thing the PIAA wants to do.
Yeah.
And I also think that they want to keep boys and girls together.
So it'd
be interesting to see, again, what tweaks they could possibly make. There's not a lot of room, especially if you're going to keep it for 3 days. There's not a whole lot you can do.
Yeah, I really don't know either, to be honest, unless you have a bigger venue and it's not at the Giant Center anymore. That'd be the other discussion.
Yeah, and that already limits your where and how you could do it because...
And just think about, what you want in a venue for an event like this. What could you possibly find that would be bigger than the Giant Center that could accommodate more mats? I don't know that there is a place.
Yeah, it'd have to be a place where you could get 8 mats down, essentially. Right? You're probably looking to get 2 more mats down is what you're probably looking to do. So you'd have to find that venue that's central to Pennsylvania.
Well, there's your...
Right.
That's, there are a lot of factors that need to be, put into that decision, and I don't know that there is a place that would be big enough to handle 2 more mats, especially again with the other factors. Something centrally located is certainly important.
Yeah, you can't have it on the west side or the east side of the states. It's got to have to be somewhere in the middle.
And hotel space, that's a factor because you've got a lot of fans coming in. You want to make sure you can accommodate them. So, again, there are a lot of outside factors that go into making these decisions.
Certainly an unenviable job, I think, to have to figure out some of these logistics of that. But, yeah, no, it's it will be interesting to see how this evolves. But, no, I think to your earlier point, Mark, about making sure that sort of the boys and the girls stay together, this is just such a great event, and giving sort of the experience of being at this tournament, I think, is deserved by all athletes.
You know, and but now the other side of that is there's just something, another thing to think about, and maybe it's not next year, but it's down the road. Girls wrestling is really growing.
Right.
It's going to get, if it continues to grow, it may merit its own separate championships on a separate weekend, just because you won't be able to do both together if it continues to grow.
Especially if they have more than one classification.
Right.
If it goes to AA and AAA, there's no way they could have this all in one weekend.
Yeah, and those things are probably down the road a few years, but we've certainly seen the growth and we've seen the quality of it, so there's no reason to believe that it's not going to continue to grow.
And if you're the PIAA, that's what you're rooting for. You're rooting for that growth to force you into a second weekend and to split it up, but to be able to provide a comparable experience for both sets of athletes. And I think that is maybe the best case scenario, is to see that growth merit that sort of change.
Well, we shall see. That's all down the road.
And Mark's not going to see any of it. It's okay.
No, that's right.
I'll be following. I'll be listening to you guys and following online.
Don't lie to us, Mark. It'll be a warm weekend. You'll be on the golf course.
Spring training, right? There's all kinds of fun stuff in March.
I didn't say I was going to be listening 24/7.
Yes, every second of the tournament, I'm expecting it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can watch on my phone if I'm out on the golf course. I can bring the phone out. All right, they're clearing the mats. We've got consolation rounds here coming up. And we'll be back to that and get started here when we come back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network. Back to the state tournament, and join us for the final round here on day two.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All right, we are back and underway, and for AAA, again, these are fourth-round consolation, so these will the winners will advance to face those who lost in the semifinals. That'll be tomorrow morning. What this is, the two wrestlers who lose in this round in both AA and AAA will wrestle for seventh place, and the winners will still have an opportunity to finish as high as third. We have Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township on mat 5, and he was taken down by Nicholas Salamone of Easton. First period ends there 2-0.
On the AA side, Sam Wolford of Northern Lebanon leading Jordan Magnette of District 3 Trinity 2-0. Tanner Gannot of Bald Eagle area leading Dakota Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain 2-0.
Over on mat 3 from Knock, Miranda Lejevic leading 2-0 over Hattie Mack of Hempfield. And actually that match, Lejevic, it looks like, is victorious. She is with a fall at 37 seconds over Hattie Mack of Hempfield. And at 106 pounds, Kaylee Ebersole of Northern Bedfield against Natalie Handy of Southwestern.
had a stoppage in the bout between Salamone and McGarity. They're going to the second period. Salamone of Easton looks like he'll be on the bottom with a 2-0 lead. The other bout there at 107 is Wilmont Kai of Whitehall and Alexander Diaz of Council Rock North. Diaz with a 2-0 lead. He's riding early in the second.
Another 106-pound match underway. Emily Saar of Souderton and Reese Dewar of Garnet Valley. No score there.
Gano of Bald Eagle area up 4-0. 30 seconds left, second period. Riding with that lead. Wolford of Northern Lebanon up 2-0. Wrestling neutral with Magnette in the second period.
McGarity of Peters Township on the bottom, and Salamone of Easton going to be stopped on a potentially dangerous call with a minute 23 to go in the second. He still leads 2-0.
Handy of Southwestern, a 2-0 lead over Ebersol of Northern Bedford. That match for period one is over, so into the second period they'll go. That's at 106 pounds on the girls' side.
Salamone of Easton working through the legs of McGarity, trying to turn him over with a minute to go in the second period. Actually, that's the other way around. A stalemate is called there. Yeah, McGarity is on top, but trailing 2-0. Diaz of Council Rock North, 4-1 lead on Kai of Whitehall in the other bout at 107. That's in the second, now with 20 seconds left.
Wolford of Northern Lebanon up 4-0. 20 seconds left, second period, riding with that lead. Third period, Santa Maria of Tussey Mountain trails Gano of Bald Eagle area 4-1. And they're wrestling neutral. Minute to go in the third.
Salamone of Easton outs for an escape, so he leads McGarity of Peters Township 3-0. Salamone a sophomore, McGarity a freshman.
Dewar of Garnet Valley leading 4-0 over Saar of Souderton. Handy's lead extended out to 4-0 over Ebersol.
McGarity out front on Salamone, working the head, but time winding down in the second. They're also on the edge of the mat and now out with 5 seconds to go.
Saar of Souderton nearing a fall on mat three as at 106 pounds, 45 seconds remaining second period. Similar time over on mat four. Handy of Southwestern continuing to add to her lead, leading 4-0, looking for near fall points.
McGarity got around behind Salamone, but they were up on their feet, and time ran out in the period. So McGarity of Peters Township on the bottom, starting the third period, trailing 3-0. Caution on McGarity. Excuse me, Salamone caution there.
Tanner Gano of Bald Eagle area will advance, defeat Santa Maria of Tussey Mountain 4-1. That'll bring up Jordan Williams from Chartiers Houston, taking on Carter Beck of Sagertown.
Potentially dangerous call stops Salamone. Got a leg in on McGarity as McGarity was trying to get up to his feet. Both bouts at 107 here in AAA in the third period. McGarity sits and turns. Salamone still hanging onto the head, so no escape yet for McGarity. McGarity trying to pop his head out, but unable to so far.
Handy of Southwestern, a fall at 3 minutes and 21 seconds over Kaylee Ebersol of Northern Bedford. So Handy a winner there at 106 pounds.
Stalling call on Salamone for hanging on to the head there. And minute 19 to go. McGarity still on the bottom and still trailing 3-0. That was the first stalling call.
Jordan Williams hits a headlock on Carter Beck. Takedown 2-0. 10 seconds left, opening period. Not quite close to getting the fall, but he'll stay right there in that position and get three near falls. Williams will be up 5-0 at the end of one.
Great start for him. Underway on mat 4 at 112 pounds on the girls' side. Lillian Rumsey of Williamsport and Isabella Bacchio of Mannheim Township underway. No score.
McGarity of Peters Township with what looks like a left shoulder injury. So 105 to go in the third period. Action stop there. The other bout at 107 late in the third period. Diaz of Council Rock North looks like he will defeat Kai of Whitehall. That's going to be a 4-1 score for Diaz of Council Rock North.
Final seconds coming off for Sam Wolford of Northern Lebanon. He's going to defeat Jordan Magnette of District 3 Trinity. They go out of bounds with just 4 seconds left, but it's a 7-1 lead for Wolford. And it looks like that will be the final score. Actually, a stalling point awarded. 7-2, Wolford, the winner.
Can I assume that Jordan Williams' hair is spray-painted, maybe that maroon red of Chartier Houston, and that he doesn't have a large gash in the top of his head? Is that a fair assumption to make?
It looked like it had been dyed, yes.
It looks like he actually has, like, it was yellow, it was a blonde, and then, like, the red, some, like, red circles all throughout the hair. It's what it looked like when I was down on the floor.
From up top, it is concerning up top. I'm glad to know that it's just a school spirit thing for Jordan Williams there as he's being tended to. Final on mat 3, Reese Dewart of Garnet Valley, a winner, 6-1 over Emily Saar of Souderton. So she will advance at 106 pound. Rumsey of Williamsport, a 4-2 lead over Bacchio of Mannheim Township. That match is early in the second period.
McGarity was able to escape and take down Salomon, 13 seconds to go. And McGarity was hit with a stalling call for hanging onto the ankles of Salomon, who was trying to get free. So they're coming back to referee's position. Each wrestler now has been hit with a stalling call. Salomon up to his feet, trying to turn in. McGarity breaks him down. Leg and a cross face, and McGarity's going to get a count, and he's going to win at the buzzer with two near fall points, 5-3.
Well, he won in the blood round in the final seconds, and now he does it here to continue to advance. Got to wrestle the entire match, especially against Nick McGarity.
So McGarity still can finish as high as third place with that 5-3 win.
Great effort from the freshman there. Underway on mat 3, Sylvian Parham of Parkland at 112 pounds against Kylie Trostel of Eastern Lebanon County. Rumsey of Williamsport leading 6-2 over Bacchio of Mannheim. Second period nearing a close there.
5-2 at the end of one. Easton Mull of Chestnut Ridge leading Caden Judice of Bald Eagle area. Jordan Williams back underway, leading Carter Beck 6-1. Wrestling neutral 15 seconds into the second.
Yeah, they said 5-3 in sudden victory, but that was not right. McGarity, those points came up, and Flo just didn't. It's really odd online that Flo does not post points. If points are awarded at when the clock is stopped, Flo doesn't put those points on the board until the clock starts again.
Yeah.
So that the clock saw 3-3, and assumed sudden victory, but that appeared to be regulation to me.
I've seen that a couple of times, actually, in this tournament, just those late points not going on the board.
So bouts at 114 pounds now. Leo Joseph of Latrobe wrestling Caden Williams of Mannheim Township and Connor Lenahan of Council Rock South against Travis Clausen of Penn Manor. Both those bouts are scoreless in the second period.
A point must have been awarded to Williams originally, but it should have went to Beck because the board now shows 5-2. Now they're going to go look at the scorers table as the Chartiers Houston coaches are asking what's going on here. 37 seconds left in the second. Right now it's showing 5-2. Williams out in front.
Parham of Parkland trailing Trostel. of Eastern Lebanon County. I believe that is now 4-2. Rumsey of Williams poured an 8-4 lead over Bacchio of Mannheim. That match ending near the third period.
And just a note, back to 107 in AAA, Salomon of Easton and Kai of Whitehall will wrestle for seventh place. Williams of Mannheim Township, 2-0 lead now on Joseph of Latrobe. They're in the second with just under a minute to go. Williams was riding and going to be stopped on a potentially dangerous there.
More blood time for Williams of Chartier's Houston before he starts his third period. Start of the third, Mull of Chestnut Ridge leading 7-2.
On mat four, Rumsey of Williamsport a winner, 8-4 over Bacchio of Mannheim. I was at 112 pounds. Coming up now on mat four, Savannah Richards of Pottstown, Trinity Moore of Connellsville will be underway here shortly.
Joseph of Latrobe still on the bottom. Williams of Mannheim Township riding with a 2-0 lead. Second period about to end there.
And get locked hands penalty on Carter Beck, so that'll make Jordan Williams lead now 6-2. And he's back on the bottom just 10 seconds into the third.
Leo Joseph of Latrobe trailing 2-0 starts his third period on top. Lenahan of Council Rock South, 2-0 lead on Clawson of Penn Manor. Time running out there. It's going to be a 2-0 win for Lenahan of Council Rock South over Clawson of Penn Manor.
Richards of Pottstown out to a 4-0 lead on Connellsville's Trinity Moore. End of the first period there. That's at 118 pounds. Moore will, looks like, begin the period on their feet. Moore and Richards will, that is.
Williams of Chartier's Houston leading 6-2. About a minute to go in the third period. He's on the bottom.
Third period nearing a close. Trostel of Eastern Lebanon County leading 8-2 over Sylvie and Parham of Parkland. And actually that match will come to an end. Trostel with a fall to end that against Parham.
Easton Mull of Chestnut Ridge will defeat Caden Judice of Bald Eagle Area 10-2.
30 seconds to go for Leo Joseph of Latrobe, and gave up an escape and a takedown, so he is trailing 5-0.
Coming onto the mat on mat three, Yunuen Ayala of Cannon McMillan at 118 pounds. She'll take on Leah Sample of Sagertown. Ayala of Cannon Mac about to get underway.
Escape for Williams. He's up 7-2. Just 15 seconds to go, third period. Swipe at the leg for Beck. And we get a stalemate with 9 seconds left.
Trinity Moore of Connellsville with a takedown in the second period. She cuts into Savannah Richards' leads. Richards now leads 4-2. 30 seconds remaining, second period there. Still no score. Sample and Ayala.
Jordan Williams will be victorious from Chartier's Houston. 7-2. Williams, 7-2.
Also, Caden Williams of Mannheim Township defeats Leo Joseph of Latrobe 5-0. Joseph lost his first bout in the preliminaries and has come all the way back. He'll wrestle for seventh place. And we've got a break in the action. We'll have more state wrestling. Well, let's hang on because we do have action on mat three with Ayala of Cannon McMillan.
Yep, Ayala there on that three. First period comes to an end, so if you want to grab a break here.
Let's do that. Back in 30 seconds here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Welcome back. Second period underway. Unuen Ayala of Cannon McMillan tied 0-0. Second period, 30 seconds in. Sample of Sagertown riding on top. Ayala looking for some points. Over on Matt 4 on the girls' side as well. Trinity Moore of Connellsville has come back from down 4-0 to tie it at 4-4 at the third period, beginning to get underway. Savannah Richards, her opponent from Pottstown, being treated for blood time.
AAA 121-pound bouts. Connor Smith of Seneca Valley and Mason Ziegler of Quakertown scoreless there in the second. Smith on the bottom, up on his feet, not able to get free just yet. The other bout at 121. Mason Whitney of Abington Heights, Cole Coffin of Penridge scoreless with Coffin riding in the second period.
Sample with a chance there was trying to ride a half Nelson to turn Ayala over. Instead, she's able to stand up and get an escape. So Ayala of Cannon McMillan now leading 1-0 with 30 seconds to go, second period. Sample in on a shot, but they'll go out of bounds. Trinity Moore of Connellsville on the other side has come again all the way back now, leads 6-4 over Savannah Richards of Pottstown. That's with a minute 20 remaining, third period.
Ziegler and Smith still scoreless. Minute 25 to go in the second. Coming back to the center.
Gage Patero, Faith Christian, leading Bradley Wagner of Mifflinburg 2-1, wrestling neutral early in the second. Colton Wade of Sullivan County, Joseph Garshnick of United scoreless 30 seconds ago in the second with Wade on the bottom.
Near fall points coming for Trinity Moore of Connellsville all the way out to 11-4. She's looking for more, if not the fall. Still 45 seconds to go there. Second period comes to an end. Ayala of Cannon Mack leading 1-0 over Leah Sample of Sagertown. That's at 118 pounds. Sample will start the period. Excuse me, Ayala will start the period in the down position. And it looks like it was perhaps a fall for Trinity Moore. It was. In the third period over Savannah Richards, Trinity Moore of Connellsville, your winner at 118.
4:17 the time of that one.
Cole Coffin of Penridge got a couple of near fall points right at the end of the second, and he's going to lead Whitney of Abington Heights 2-0. They put points up on the board and then took them off, and now they're going to put them back on again. It is 2-0 for Coffin. Ziegler of Seneca Valley, 17 seconds to go, second period, still on the bottom, still scoreless with Ziegler of Quakertown, and they're out of bounds.
Ayala with a reversal from the down position, took a 3-0 lead. Sample has since stood up and got the escape, 115 and counting. Ayala leading 3-1 over Leah Sample of Sagertown. On their feet, Ayala snap. Steps into Sample. Now Sample trying to step through. Ayala trying to do the same. Ayala is going to be able to get the takedown. And did she get some near fall points with that as well? Out of bounds. I'm not sure if they'll give her any near fall points. Referees conferring. They will not put a two-point takedown. Ayala of Cannon Mack now leads 5-1. 52 seconds to go, third period.
Escape and takedown for Garshnick of United. He leads 3-0 with a minute to go in the third. Patero of Faith Christian looking to try to get an escape. He's up 2-1 right now early in the third on the bottom.
Mason Ziegler escapes against Connor Smith of Seneca Valley early in the third period, so Ziegler takes a 1-0 lead. The other bout at 121. Still 2-0 for Coffin of Penridge on top and leading Whitney of Abington Heights. Minute 15 to go in their third.
Leah Sample able to get an escape. She still trails 5-2. Just 15 seconds to go in that match. Yunu and Ayala of Cannon McMillan just a few seconds away from advancing here in this consolation. Out of bounds, they'll go. 5 seconds to go. Over on mat four quickly in the second period, Sophia Davis of Plum against Tatum Duckworth of Southwestern. Davis of Plum leading 2-0. Match is going to stop. Yunu and Ayala of Cannon McMillan, a 5-2 win over Leah Sample. She will advance on in the consolations.
Garshnick of United will advance in the consolations at 121 in AA. A 3-0 winner. And escape for Botero. He's got 30 seconds left, leading 3-1.
Sophia Davis of Plum now out to a 4-2 lead over Tatum Duckworth of Southwestern. A minute to go, second period there. That's at 124 pounds.
Connor Smith of Seneca Valley running out of time, trailing 1-0, 19 seconds to go. Stalling call against Ziegler of Quakertown as he sprawls back on a shot from Smith. Issue on the other bout, but we'll deal with that later as Ziegler and Smith go out of bounds with just 9 seconds remaining. Still 2-0 for Coffin, and it looked like there was going to be an escape given in that bout. Discussion again going on, but time going to run out here on Connor Smith. Ziegler of Quakertown, after a desperation attempt, Ziegler's going to get, apparently there was no late takedown there. We'll go with the board. Ziegler 1-0 over Smith of Seneca Valley.
On to mat three, Alexis Brua of Laurel, a 2-0 lead over Kelly Enterline of Greenville. So Brua off to a good start. Davis of Plum still leading 4-2. 30 seconds ago, second period. She leads Duckworth of Southwestern.
Gage Botero, a winner, 3-1 at 121 pounds.
That note, Connor Smith of Seneca Valley going to wrestle for seventh place. And there was no escape given. A time going to run out in the other bout at 121 pounds. It's going to be Coffin of Penridge, 2-0 over Whitney of Abington Heights. Coffin of Penridge, 2-0. Mason Whitney will wrestle Connor Smith of Seneca Valley for seventh place.
Davis of Plum extends her lead to 5-2 here as we approach the third period now. Davis will choose down. Brua of Laurel still leading 2-0 over Enterline of Greenville. 30 seconds gone of the second period there.
Weston Pisarczyk of Brockway leading Jonah Peterson of Upper Dauphin 2-0. Gideon Bracken of United leading Jackson Rush of West Perry 2-0.
127-pound bouts in AAA, not involving any District 7 wrestlers, so good time for us to step aside. Back with more state wrestling action here in just a moment on the WJPA Sports Network.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with signups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sarascandies.com.
Welcome back here. Alexis Brewer of Laurel, Kelly Enterline of Greenville, tied at four as we enter the third period at 124 pounds on the girls' side. Just finishing Sophia Davis of Plum, a 6-2 win over Tatum Duckworth of Southwestern. So Davis continues her battle on after a win here in the consolation round.
Had a fall for McBride of Penridge in 2 minutes and 5 seconds in the bout at 127 pounds. So now at 133, Garcia of Wilson, Dennis of Central Bucks West on mat 5. Mat 6 at 127, McCaden Spies of Wilson against Kale Rossi of Lower Dauphin.
Gideon Bracken of United leading Jackson Rush of Westbury 2-0, 110 to go in the third, Rush on the bottom. And after two periods, Weston Pisarczyk of Brockway leading Jonah Peterson of Upper Dauphin 2-0.
Still 4-4, Brewa and Enterline 30 seconds into that third period. Enterline riding on top. Underway at 130 pounds. Asia Fowler of Woodland Hills a 2-0 lead over Kayla Husty Luca of Souderton. Fowler up. Enterline still trying to work hard on Brewa. Brewa and Enterline tied at four right now, a minute to go, third period.
Cradle locked in for Gideon Bracken. Leading there 2-0, and just 20 seconds left in the third period. Pisarczyk of Brockway with a reversal. He leads Peterson 4-0. Back over to Bracken of United. He'll let go of that cradle, get three near falls, and he will win 5-0. Bracken of United, 5-0.
Fowler of Woodland Hills now tied with Husty Luca of Souderton. Minute 30 remaining, second period there. 40 seconds to go, third period. Brewa of Laurel still tied with Enterline of Greenville. They are tied at four. Enterline working hard on top, trying to find a way to get Brewa over. I have not seen a stalling warning on Brewa yet. And Enterline now looks like might have Brewa turned. Brewa fighting desperately to stay perpendicular to the mat. Enterline continues to push and pull on that as best she can. 10 seconds to go. And there are... looks like near fall points coming as she does have that half in. Kelly Enterline of Greenville going to find some near fall points. Whether it's two or three won't matter. It will be enough to defeat Alexis Brewa of Laurel by a final score of 6-4. Oh, excuse me. Did I have that? They must. I think they. Looks like they have Brewa as the winner there.
Yeah, the points are wrong.
I was going to say, I think Brewer is there in the green singlet. So.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so Enterline, the winner there, despite what the flow and score is saying right now. Fowler of Woodland Hills still tied at two. Second period coming to a close there against Kayla Husty Luca of Souderton. That's at 130 pounds.
Weston Pisarczyk of Brockway, your winner, 4-1 at 127 in AA. Pisarczyk, 4-1. Charlie Robson of Conwell Egan leading Hunter Gold of Conneaut area 2-0 as the first period about to come to a close.
127-pound bout in the third period in AAA. Spies of Wilson leads Rossi of Lower Dauphin 5-1. 45 seconds to go in the third period. 133 pounds on mat 5. Dennis of Central Bucks West 3-0 lead on Garcia of Wilson there late in the second period.
Third period underway. Fowler of Woodland Hills on the bottom. She is tied with Husty Luca 2-2, 20 seconds in. Fowler up to her feet trying to cut away, but they'll go out of bounds back to the center. Coming up on Mat 3, Casey Mook of Sagertown, Patron Plumber of Chestnut Ridge.
Cyrus Hurd of Northeast, Hudson Homan of Grove City. Underway at 133. First period about to come to a close, still scoreless. Robson of Conwell Egan riding and leading 2-0, 120 to go in the second.
Fowler trying to sit out, but Kayla Hussey-Luca with two legs in, working hard on Fowler's head. Fowler trying to kick herself free. Looks like she's able to, at least to some extent, get herself up. Now trying to work back, sit out, but Hussey-Luca back to the mat. 50 seconds to go there, still tied at two in that match.
Final at 127 pounds, Spies of Wilson defeats Rossi of Lower Dauphin 5-1. So Rossi will wrestle Slicker of Hickory for seventh place at 127. Looks like blood time for Garcia of Wilson on mat 5. Trails 3-0 with a minute 11 to go in the third period to Dennis of Central Bucks West.
Fowler trying to find any points here. She can. Again, tied at two. Hussey-Luca a little high there now. Fowler maybe trying to come out the backside. And, oh, we're going to have a lock hands with just 7 seconds to go in the match. Kayla Hussey-Luca with a lock hands, which is going to give Asia Fowler of Woodland Hills a penalty point. She will lead 3-2 with just 5 seconds to go. And if you are Asia Fowler, that is what a great break for her. Is now on the bottom. Hussey-Luca going to have to give the optional start. Tries to jump on top. Fowler up to her feet. Fowler will get the escape. She will get the win. Asia Fowler of Woodland Hills, a 4-2 win at 130 pounds to advance in the consolations.
Hunter Gold riding to begin the third period. Trails Robson of Conwell Egan 2-0. Scoreless between Homan and Hurd. Hudson Homan on the bottom in this second period.
Triple A bouts, both at 133 pounds. Third period, Dennis of Central Bucks West, a 3-0 lead. Looks like the scoreboard has gone out down there on mat 5. Dennis leading Wilson's James Garcia. Again, that has a minute 11 to go in the third. The other bout at 133, Gavin Sheridan of Boyertown. C.J. Faree of Central Dauphin scoreless after one with Sheridan on the bottom.
Couple local matches on the girls' side. Janiyah Nobles of Connellsville underway against Sarah Shook of Weston Wayne. That's at 136 pounds. Also at 136 pounds, Abigail Dolanch of Fort Cherry against Alexis Kurzawa of Hughesville. Kurzawa out to a 2-0 lead on Dolanch, I should say. Nobles and Shook, no score there. First period nearing a close there. 15 seconds, we get a stoppage. Out of bounds goes Kurzawa and Dulanch, 2-0 Kurzawa.
Mentioned the scoreboard on mat 5 is out. The scoreboard is working on mat 6, but it is shut down on flow, which is odd.
Boy, Mark, first the microphone over here on our end's not working. Now the boards on your side aren't working. I think they're trying to tell you something here.
Yes,
Pretty soon the lights are going to go off.
Well, yeah, they're trying to tell me that I waited 1 year too long to retire. That's what they're trying to tell
me. Yeah.
Charlie Robson of Conwell Egan is going to defeat Hunter Gold of Conneaut area in AA 133. 5-2 for Robson. 1-0 lead for Cyrus Hurd of Northeast on Hudson Homan of Grove City. A minute and a half to go, third period. They're wrestling neutral.
On mat 3, Janiyah Nobles of Connellsville is going to pick up a point. I think at the penalty point, second period, just 10 seconds in, she leads 1-0 over Shook of Western Wayne. Kurzawa of Hughesville leading Dulange of Fort Cherry 2-0. They're 30 seconds in, Dulange riding on top.
Fingers crossed, both scoreboard issues are straightened out on mats 5 and 6.
Gavin Suica of Burgistown about to get underway against Noah Doy of Camp Hill.
So back to mat 5. Again, 5 and 6, both at 133 pounds. Dennis of Central Bucks West now a 5-0 lead on Garcia of Wilson. They're on their feet, make it 5-1 now with 37 seconds to go for Dennis. And mat 6, 2-0 for Sheridan of Boyertown over Faree of Central Dauphin. Faree on the bottom with 27 seconds to go in the second.
30 seconds in, no score for Suica. A tie up now with Doy, takes a swipe at the leg, but to no avail.
Dulange and Fort Cherry still trailing 2-0. Looks like blood time. Dulange being tended to, they'll get back into it. Nobles of Connellsville now leading 3-2 after an escape here in the second period. That match about more than halfway through the second period there. Nobles leading 3-2.
About to get a final from Matt 5. It's going to be 5-2 for Chris Dennis of Central Bucks West over James Garcia of Wilson. That's Dennis 5-2.
No score at the end of one for Suica and Doy. And Suica is going to choose neutral to begin the second period. Cyrus Hurd of Northeast will defeat Hudson Homan of Grove City 1-0. My apologies, Doy actually chose the bottom position and Suica chose to put him on his feet to begin the second period. So Doy has a 1-0 lead.
Nobles still leading 3-2. Now second period at a close there. She leads Shook of Western Wayne. Kurzawa of Hughesville still leading 2-0 on Dulange of Fort Cherry. Dulange has ridden on top for the majority of this second period so far.
Cooper Hornack of Burrell getting underway against Marcus Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola.
Minute 28 to go, third period, mat 6, Sheridan of Boyertown leading Faree of Central Dauphin now 4-0. Faree on the bottom, up to 139 on mat 5. Seamus Mack of District 3 Hempfield against Michael Torrey of West Scranton.
So Abigail Dulange rides on top for the second period. I believe she will actually choose to ride on top again. She trails 2-0 to Alexis Kurzawa of Hughesville.
Had a takedown for Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola. He leads Hornack 2-0, 30 seconds in. Doy of Camp Hill leading Suica, Burgistown 1-0, 45 seconds left, second period, wrestling neutral.
Under a minute to go, Janiyah Nobles of Connellsville now tied with Sheriff Shook of Western Wayne. They're tied at 3 on their feet wrestling. Dulange of Fort Cherry continuing to ride again, trailing 2-0, a minute 20 to go, third period. Stalling call on Kurzawa. We'll see if that helps Dulange get any movement. And actually, a point will be awarded to Dulange now. Now looking at a nearside cradle, see if she can get that connected.
Had an escape for Hornack at the end of the first period. Now he's on the bottom, trying to get a reversal here in the second. Trails 2-1 to Gable. End of two. Suica trails 1-0. He'll go on the bottom for the third.
And Abigail Dulange finding some near fall points now, under 40 seconds to go with the penalty stalling point and three near fall to come. She trails 2-1 right now, but there the points are awarded. It looks like it's just 2 points, but that's enough. She leads 3-2 right now, under 30 seconds to go.
final from Matt Six, 133 pounds. Sheridan of Boyertown, 4-0 over Faree of Central Dauphin. Faree will wrestle Garcia of Wilson Westlawn for seventh place.
And Abigail Dulange choosing the top position in the third period, down 2-0. She comes all the way back with help of a penalty point and two near falls. She will be victorious at 136 pounds, 3-2, over Alexis Kurzawa of Hughesville.
Suica with an escape. Now gets on an inside single. Has Doy hopping on one leg. May need to bring him back in a little bit near the boundary. And not able to finish as Suica. Had a reversal for Hornack and now an escape for Gable. They're tied at 3.
Janiyah Noble of Connellsville falls in sudden victory. She falls, I believe, 5-3 in sudden victory to Sarah Shook of Western Wayne.
Takedown for Hornack. He's up 5-3. 10 seconds left, second period. A minute to go, third period. Suica tied at 1 with Doy.
Underway on mat 3 at 142 pounds, Grace O'Corn of Peters Township against Veronica White of East Pennsboro. On mat 4, also at 142 pounds, Josephine Dahlman of Norwin. She leads 2-0 over Riley Netter of Upper Dublin. Both those matches in the first period.
Escape for Gable of Phillipsburg. Osceola to begin the third. He trails Hornack 5-4, wrestling neutral. Suica and Doy still tied at 1.
.139 bouts on mats 5 and 6. Minutes 5 to go in the third period. Mack of District 3 Hemfield leading Torrey of West Scranton 2-1. And Torrey is riding mat 6. Scoreless after 1, Abood of Liberty and Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic.
Dahlman of Norwin, 3 near fall points. She's out to a 5-0 lead early in the second period now. O'Corn of Peters Township, a 2-0 lead over Veronica White of East Pennboro. Second period underway there. They'll be on their feet to start.
Doy needs injury time as just 3 seconds came off the clock in overtime. They didn't start it, actually. So it's start of overtime coming, tied at 1, Suica and Doy. 50 seconds left, third period. Hornack of Burrell leading 5-4.
Dahlman of Norwin now out to a 7-0 lead. She is in control. She's going to get more near fall points here. She looks to finish off Riley Netter of Upper Dublin. Similarly, Grace O'Corn of Peters Township up 4-0 and has White of her opponent on her back.
Overtime for Suica up Burgess Town, tied at 1.
Grace O'Corn with a fall for Peters Township at 2:34. 2:44, I should say. O'Corn a winner.
Shot in for Suica. See if he can finish. Picks up the leg high in the air and steps out of bounds.
Boy, he was real close. He was in deep on that single, too.
It's twice he's been there and on the edge of the mat, unable to finish it. Now he tries again, and Doy gets behind Suica. Suica turns in, and now Suica trying to spin behind. He'll get the takedown. Gavin Suica, 3-1 at 42 seconds of overtime. Your winner, and Cooper Hornack of Burrell will also advance 5-4.
A couple good ones there. Good finish there from Suica in particular. Also a final, Josephine Dahlman of Norwin, a winner. I believe that was a fall for her at 2:43. So Dahlman will continue on. And I mentioned O'Corn with a fall as well from Peters Township.
And more state wrestling action when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Here at the Giant Center, 145 pounds on mat number five. Shane McFillan of Bethlehem Catholic, Gavin Reynolds of Central Dauphin, scoreless in the second period with Reynolds riding mat six, 139 pounds. Kamal Abood of Liberty trailing Marco Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic, 3-0. They're neutral with a minute 14 to go in the third.
Mason Horwat of Derry. A 2-0 lead at the end of one over Jackson Albert of Saucon Valley. And also have Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt, Chase Hans of Faith Christian scoreless after one.
On mat three at 148 pounds, Marissa Rumsey of Williamsport, a 2-0 lead over Eve Kurtz of Pine Grove. And also at 148 pounds, Samira Dre of Liberty trailing Alana Morris of Lake Lehman 2-0. Both those matches in the second period.
They got a fall on mat three.
It appears that we did. I think that will be Rumsey of Williamsport, the fall there, over Kurtz of Pine Grove.
Horwat of Derry on the bottom, leading 2-0 over Albert. 1:15 to go in the second period. Albert riding with the legs right now. Escape for Butler, a Bishop McCourt. He leads Hans 1-0, 1:10 to go in the second, wrestling neutral.
Checking mat five. McFillan of Bethlehem Catholic leading Reynolds of Central Dauphin 5-0 there late in the second, just 13 seconds to go. McFillan on top. Mat 6, 30 seconds left in the third. Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic leading Abood of Liberty 3-0.
Underway on mat 3, Caitlin Arnold of Avon Grove. No score against Malia Lambert of Northampton. Morris of Lake Lehman, a 4-1 lead over Dre of Liberty. That match is at 148 pounds. That's nearing the end of the second.
An escape for Horwat of Derry. He leads 3-0, 30 seconds left, second period, wrestling neutral.
Marco Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic got a late reversal, so he's up 5-0, just 10 seconds remaining in that bout on mat 6. Now a late reversal for Abood to make it 5-2. And a penalty point as Abood, once he had the reversal, got a little overly aggressive, so he's going to be penalized here. That should make it 6-2 for Frenzy. They're going to stop because that point had not, I think they put the point up on the wrong side.
Start of the third period, Albert of Saucon Valley on the bottom, trailing Horwat of Derry 3-0. Start of the third period, Hans of Faith Christian trailing Butler 1-0.
It's going to be a 6-2 final for Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic.
Mat number four, it is Alana Morris of Lake Lehman. She now leads 5-1 over Dre of Liberty. Actually, she got a fall, I should say. Morris, a fall over Dre at 148 pounds.
nearing a final at 145. Shane McPhillan of Bethlehem Catholic. Just 5 seconds to go. Looks like he will defeat Gavin Reynolds of Central Dauphin. 7-0. It is a final for McPhillan.
And coming up on mat four, we have Marty Morrison of West Perry against Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan at 155 pounds. So we'll make sure we follow Williams' match here.
Escape for Hunts of Faith Christian. He and Butler tied at one. 40 seconds to go, third period wrestling neutral. Horwat up there doing a nice job of riding in this third period, leading 3-0, 30 seconds left.
Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford, 145 pounds on mat six, taken down by Gavin Carroll of Quakertown late in the first period there now.
No score, 25 seconds in. Dynasty Williams of Cannon Mack and Marty Morrison of West Perry. Headgear gets tangled up a little bit, so they'll reset and go right back into a tie-up.
Hayden Coy will take bottom position after Carroll of Quakertown deferred, going to the second period.
Stalling call on Albert, his second, so penalty point to Mason Horwat. And Mason Horwat of Derry will advance to AA 145, 4-0. And headed to overtime between Butler and Hans, so the other match at 145.
Still no score. First period comes to a close. Dynasty Williams of Cannon Mack. Marty Morrison of West Perry. Looks like Williams will defer her choice and that Morrison will take the down position to start the second. Lambert of Northampton leading 2-1 over Arnold of Avon Grove. That matches in the third period at 155 pounds on the girl side.
Trent Hoover of Penn Cambria taking on Gage Wenzel of Montoursville.
Coy of Penn Trafford still on the bottom, but he's turned for three near fall points by Carroll of Quakertown, so Carroll up 5-0.
Morrison of West Perry with an escape here in the second period. 35 seconds in, she leads Dynasty Williams 1-0. Back on their feet they go. Really high tie up there for Williams and Morrison. And the official going to call stalemate. Again, we're going to readjust the headgear. We're going to come back to the center. And they'll be back underway. Minute 12 remaining, second period.
Going to go to the 2:30 second periods between Butler and Hans. Tied at one. Hans will go on the bottom for the first half. Scoreless at the end of one between Hoover and Wenzel. Stalling call on Butler for hanging on the ankle. That's going to be a penalty point to Hans. Second stalling call on Butler.
End of two for Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford. He trails 5-0. He'll start the third on top against Gavin Carroll of Quakertown. That's at 145 at 152. 40 seconds to go in the second. Coons of Penridge neutral and leading Nafshi of Harrington 4-1.
25 seconds remaining. Second period. Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan still no points to show against Marty Morrison. Morrison leading 1-0. Morrison dropping down onto that right arm of Williams. Now back to a traditional tie-up as they are under 10 seconds in that second period. And we will go to the third. Dynasty Williams needing a point, trailing Marty Morrison 1-0 after two.
Escape for Carroll of Quakertown. He now leads Coy of Penn Trafford 6-0. A minute 17 to go in the third.
Hans with an escape, just 1 second left in the first half of the 30 seconds. He's up 3-1. And now Butler with a roll. He'll get free. He's got 20 seconds. Trails 3-2. Going after Hans is Butler. Hans getting hit with a stalling call. That's his first. The time is going to run out. It'll be 3-2 at 2 minutes of overtime for Chase Hans of Faith Christian at 145.
Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan able to get an escape to begin the third period. She is now tied at one with Marty Morrison, and back onto their feet they go, where they have spent much of this match with neither wrestler taking a particular offensive stance from the neutral position. But a minute 17, tied match here in the third. We'll see if either one pushes here.
Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford shooting in late in the bout. He trails 6-0. Carroll of Quakertown trying to force Coy off the leg and spin behind, and Carroll will get that takedown. That will put him up 8-0, and likely to be the final, only 9 seconds to go.
And on a shot is Williams of Cannon Mack. We're under a minute now, trying to work back and lace that ankle. Williams now whizzer by Morrison. Morrison trying to wrench down on that whizzer, come across. Back up to their feet they go, but a good earnest attempt there from Williams to get some points. We're now with 35 seconds remaining, still tied at one. Third period, 155 pounds on the girls' side. Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan looking to advance here in this consolation round.
Trent Hoover of Penn Cambria, Gage Wenzel of Montoursville tied at two after two. Wenzel on the bottom for the third. Ty Watson of Penns Valley leading Brady Collins of Clearfield 2-0 in the first.
Morrison pushes into Williams. Williams shrugs her off. Back to the center they go. 5 seconds remaining, and then this match will be headed to overtime. Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan, Marty Morrison of West Perry at 155 pounds. Sudden victory on deck for these wrestlers.
I think we had a fall for Sam Coons of Penridge at 352 over Nafshi of Harrington. I'll double check that. Lonzi Vioma of Connellsville coming up at 160 pounds on mat 5 against Gavin Cole of Council Rock South.
Williams and Morrison still wrestling here, 25 seconds into the sudden victory. Still back both on their feet, both wrestlers with an escape. Morrison's came in the second period, Williams's came in the third. Still a lot of pushing. Williams had a good shot attempt back in the third period, but came up empty. See if she pushes the envelope here in these remaining 15 seconds of this first sudden victory period.
1 minute to go, third period. Wenzel of Montoursville leading 3-2, and he now needs injury time. Watson of Penns Valley is going to be reversed by Collins of Clearfield, ties the match at 2.
And we will go to the tiebreaker periods now with Williams and Morrison.
Just to confirm, that was a fall for Coons at 352 over Nafshi of Harrington.
Quick check in at 170 pounds on the girls' side. Wagner of Central Mountain. Brilatich of Northern York tied at one. They're about a minute and a half remaining third period there. Morrison of West Perry starts on the bottom in the first tiebreaker, up to her feet, tries to turn back into Williams. Williams holding on, drops down to the leg of Morrison. Morrison now facing into Williams. Williams drops down. No points awarded yet, though, to Morrison as Williams continues to hang on to that leg. Morrison trying desperately to find a way around. Still no points awarded. We're into 3-2-1, and Dynasty Williams does a great job there in the first tiebreaker period to hold Marty Morrison to no points. Morrison came ever so close to finding that point in the escape, and now Dynasty Williams with a chance with an escape here and to hold on to find a victory here in this tiebreaker period.
Lonzi Vialma of Connellsville, scoreless after one on the bottom in the second period against Gavin Cole of Council Rock South at AAA 160, and Vialma just up and out with an escape to take a 1-0 lead. 152 pounds on mat 6, Demarest of Pocono Mountain East, Walliser of Central Mountain, scoreless, minute 20 to go in the second with Walliser on top.
Gage Wenzel of Montoursville will defeat Trent Hoover of Penn Cambria 3-2. Also, Brady Collins of Clearfield leads Ty Watson of Penns Valley 4-2 at the start of the third with Watson on the bottom.
Much in the same way, Williams able to break free at the very last second. Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan, an escape in the waning moments of the second tiebreaker period. She will advance 3-2, a victory over Marty Morrison of West Perry. Dynasty Williams, a great victory there in the consolation round here.
Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell, Hudson Ward of Canton about to get underway.
Lonzi Vielma of Connellsville, still neutral, still leading Cole of Council Rock South, 1-0. 43 seconds to go in the second period. At 1:52 in the second with 47 seconds to go, Demarest of Pocono Mountain East escapes, leads Walliser of Central Mountain, 1-0. Vielma in on a single on the edge, and he will finish that just before going out of bounds. So 24 seconds to go in the second, and Vielma with a 3-0 lead.
In sudden victory at 170 pounds, Amber Brilatich and Kendall Wagner. 25 seconds remaining there, tied at 1 in sudden victory. 170 pounds, also girls Gracie Halfitch of Liberty. No score against Angela Imahora of York Suburban.
Son of Hopewell with a takedown just as the period about to come to a close. We'll be up 2-0 at the end of one.
Sudden victory, no points awarded. Brilatich and Wagner.
Vielma of Connellsville, 3-0 lead after two. He'll start his third period on top against Cole of Council Rock South. And had a reversal for Walliser of Central Mountain right at the end of the second. So he now leads Demarest of, or I'm sorry, he trails Demarest of Pocono Mountain East 3-2.
Escape for Hudson Ward of Canton to begin the second. Pisano's lead 2-1. And final 10 seconds of the third period, Brady Collins of Clearfield will defeat Ty Watson of Penns Valley. It'll be 4-2. Collins, a 4-2 winner.
Cole escapes on Vielma, so still in the early part of the third period. Vielma with a 3-1 lead.
Wagner of Central Mountain awarded a lock hands penalty point as Brilatich had locked her hands. Wagner, though, unable to get an additional escape point in the first tiebreaker. So she does have a point, but Brilatich will have a chance to match that here, working from the bottom here in the second tiebreaker.
Stalemate for Vielma and Cole. Minute 2 to go in the third. Vielma still up 3-1. They're neutral.
Halfitch of Liberty leading 5-2. And actually, Halfitch is going to get the fall over Imahora of York Suburban. So Gracie Halfitch of Liberty, a winner at 170 pounds.
Walliser of Central Mountain with an escape. 48 seconds to go in the third. He and Demarest are tied at 3 and out of bounds.
Sano of Hopewell is going to spin behind for a takedown. He'll lead 4-1, 25 seconds to go in the second. Tyler Morrison of West Perry, Dominic Sempolik of Notre Dame GP underway.
And Brilatich of Northern York able to get an escape of her own. So into the ultimate victory or ultimate sudden death here for Brilatich and Wagner, 170 pounds.
Vielma gets a takedown on the edge of the mat. That's going to put him up 5-1 with 20 seconds to go.
And Brilatich is able to catch Wagner. She's got near fall points coming. She may get the fall in the ultimate tiebreaker. But Amber Brilatich of Northern York is going to advance at 170 pounds in the ultimate tiebreaker with 5 seconds remaining in that one.
Vilma of Connellsville with time running out, going to give up a late stalling point after an escape by Cole. Vilma wins 5-3. And also sudden victory on Matt 6, Demarest of Pocono Mountain East, Walleyeser of Central Mountain tied at 3.
Had an escape and a takedown for Pisano of Hopewell. He leads 5-2. Or excuse me, 7-2 with the takedown. A minute and a half to go, third period.
Stalling call on Walleyeser in the overtime. First call against him. Going to 172 on Matt 5. Sadradinoff of Council Rock South, Heard of Abington Heights getting ready to go.
Urielis Pagero of J.P. McCaskey, a 4-0 lead over Ayala Armstrong of Central Dolphin. That's at 190 pounds.
Going to the 2 30-second tiebreakers between Demarest and Walleyeser. Walleyeser will be on the bottom for the first.
Escape for Ward of Canton. Stalling call on Pisano. 40 seconds to go, third period. Pisano of Hopewell leading 7-3.
Underway on mat 3. Bryce Snyder of Palisades. Grace Crisanti of Bald Eagle Area. No score, first period over there.
Peterson for a reversal in the first tiebreaker for Walleyeser. And did they just wave that off? Let's see here. It's down on mat 6. Yeah, the points still stand. Looked like one official was waving that off. So now they start the second tiebreaker with Demarest on the bottom.
Pisano of Hopewell, a winner 7-3 over Ward of Canton at 160. Pisano 7-3.
Fall at 190 pounds. Pagero, a fall over Armstrong. Pagero of J.P. McCaskey defeats Armstrong of Central Dauphin, a fall in the second period.
Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry about to get underway against Kyle Scott of Tyrone.
Just 3 seconds to go in the second tiebreaker for Walleyeser and Demarest. They go out of bounds. Demarest on the bottom. Walleyeser leading 5-3. Walleyeser did give up a stalling call here, so, I mean, with 3 seconds left, you would think he could give an escape and not. It would be highly unlikely he would get called for stalling in the last 3 seconds, but he will not give it. Walleyeser wins 5-3 at 2 minutes of overtime.
End of two. Morrison and St. Pollock tied at still scoreless. And St. Pollock will be on the bottom for the third. 30 seconds in. No score between Welsh and Scott.
Underway at 235 pounds on mat 4. Myla Steinbuck of Bedford. Peyton Fries of Quakertown. No score in that match.
And then note at 152, Demarest of Pocono Mountain East, Nafshi of Harriton will wrestle for seventh place.
Second period, Kyle Scott of Tyrone will go on the bottom against Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry.
Snyder of Palisades leading 1-0 after two periods against Crisanti of Bald Eagle Area. That's at 190 pounds. Still no score. Steinbuck and Fries at 235.
30 seconds into the second period, still scoreless. Welsh riding with a leg in right now. Now just gets to an ankle lace, cross face down. Morrison and Sampolic still scoreless. A minute to go, third period. Morrison riding.
Once again, it looks like they're going to be moving some of the boys' weight classes onto the mats 3 and 4 as we are into the final weight classes for the girls. As we approach the end of the line for tonight, I think, coming up here. Snyder of Palisades still leading 2-0 over Crescenti of Bald Eagle area. The minute remaining in third period there, that's at 190 pounds. Steinbuck and Fries still scoreless. That's at 235 pounds. 50 seconds remain second period there.
Seconds remaining in the second period. Welsh continuing to ride and keeping it scoreless. Sampolic and Morrison scoreless at the end of regulation. They'll go to overtime.
Update some AAA action, 172 pounds, end of two periods. Heard of Abington Heights leads Sadradinoff of Council Rock South 4-0, 160 pounds on mat 6. Gunnar Myers of Wallen Popak in the second period, 1-0 lead on Carter Davis of Central York.
Welsh picked up a stalling point. Tyrone coaches want to have a discussion. I believe that's Kurt Kesnick down there calling this one for Braden Welsh.
It is.
So Welsh will have a 1-0 lead, and he'll be on the bottom for the third. Going to get a takedown at 59 seconds of overtime for Tyler Morrison of West Perry to win at 160.
Bryce Snyder of Palisades, a winner over Grace Crescenti of Bald Eagle area.
Reversal for Welsh. Just 10 seconds into the third. He's up 3-0.
Coming onto the mat at 235 pounds, Alana Clausen of Plum. She'll take on Brooklyn Ayala of Penn Manor.
Caden Fink of Montgomery, Hunter Homan of Grove City about to get underway.
Three near fall points for Brian Hurd of Abington Heights, leads 10-0 with 16 seconds to go against Sadradinoff of Council Rock South.
Escape for Scott of Tyrone. Welsh's lead 3-1. 55 seconds to go. Third period, wrestling neutral.
Steinbuck of Bedford leads 1-0 over Fries of Quakertown. 30 seconds remain in that 235-pound weight class match.
10-0 win for Hurd of Abington Heights at 172.
Clausen of Plum, first period, comes to an end. She leads 2-0 over Ayala of Penn Manor. Alana Clausen of Plum, 235 pounds.
160 pounds on mat 6. Gunnar Myers of Wallen Popak riding and leading Carter Davis of Central York 5-4. They're down to a minute remaining in the third period.
Shot in by Scott of Tyrone. 15 seconds left. Drops Welsh down to a hip. Welsh is trying to hold on around the legs. Wants to try to draw a stalemate. And the time will expire. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, a 3-1 winner.
We'll have more state wrestling action when we come back in just a moment here to the Giant Center on the WJPA Sports Network.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Back at the Giant Center in Hershey, winding up day two of the state wrestling tournament. Got Elena Clausen of Plum out there. And
yeah, she leads 5-2. Just under 30 seconds remaining in that second period, although Ayal of Penn Manor now with a reversal. So it's now 5-4, Clausen leads. Second period winding to a close.
Caden Fink of Montgomery, Hunter Homan of Grove City. They are scoreless 25 seconds ago in the second. Homan riding there. And scoreless at the end of one, Cody Wagner of Faith Christian, Lucas Lawler of Bishop McDevitt.
215 pounds, Juliano Marion of Franklin Regional and Brandon Styler of Pocono Mountain West in the second period. Marion has just escaped to go up 3-0.
Third period underway on their feet. Clausen and Ayala. Clausen again leading 5-4. Pushing into Ayala. Ayala trying to hip over. Going to fall through, and Alana Clausen going to find a two-point takedown. She extends her lead out to 7-4. Big takedown there.
Marion now with a takedown, leads 5-0, edge of the mat, 52 seconds to go, second period, and out of bounds. So mat 5 in AAA is at 215 pounds, mat 6 is at 172 pounds. At about Hogan of Penridge leading Wenzel of Shikellamy 2-0 there, going to the third period.
Ayala of Penn Manor with a reversal of Clausen. Now 7-6, Clausen and Ayala looking to turn Clausen over. Clausen trying to sit up to her base. Ayala really turning on an extra gear as she's got that half Nelson deep, trying to wrench over Ayala. 33 seconds and counting. I'm not sure. And it looks like we're going to get a potentially dangerous as Ayala was just hammering on that left shoulder of Clausen. Clausen initially waved the athletic trainer away, and the official said, no, if we're going to call potentially dangerous, I think she needs to come out and take a look. So they'll look over Clausen. She still leads 7-6, 27 seconds remaining.
Just one final at 160 pounds. Gunnar Myers of Wallen Pawpack was a 5-4 winner over Carter Davis of Central York, sending York to the seventh place bout against Gavin Cole of Council Rock South.
Lucas Lawler of Bishop McDevitt leading Cody Wagner of Faith Christian 3-1. Final 10 seconds coming off in the second period. Hunter Homan of Grove City, an escape and a takedown in the third. He leads 3-0, 35 seconds left.
189-pound checking in quickly. James DeLucy of Bethlehem Catholic trailing 3-1 to Jared Karabinas of Freedom. That match is in the third period. Looks like Ayala is going to get a point. This match is tied up. Ayala and Clausen tied at 8. Ayala riding on top. Period's going to come to an end, and we're going to go to sudden victory here. Now the score tied at 8. And Ayala clearly pushing the effort there in that third period as she was able to close the gap and tie it up after being down 7-4.
Hunter Homan of Grove City, your winner at 172, 3-0. 3-2 lead for Lawler of Bishop McDevitt on Wagner of Faith Christian. A minute and a half to go in the third.
Sudden victory, and Ayala pushes, and ends up trying to throw past Clausen. And a lot of Clausen able to step through, come out the other side of it, and get the two-point takedown. A lot of Clausen of Plum, your winner, at 17 seconds of sudden victory at 235 pounds to advance in the consolations.
Juliano Marion of Franklin Regional, a 7-0 lead on Matt 5. 30 seconds to go in the third period against Styler of Pocono Mountain West. And Marion will shove Styler away to make it 7-1, 20 seconds to go.
Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth underway against Carter Chamberlain of Clearfield.
Quick winner, Karabinas of Freedom, a 3-1 win over James DeLucy of Bethlehem Catholic. Coming on the final match on mat 4 for tonight at 215 pounds is Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny. He will have Ryan McMillan of Wilson coming up here at 215 pounds.
Daniels, no score. 20 seconds to go, first period against Chamberlain, wrestling neutral.
Marion of Franklin Regional, a 7-2 winner over Styler of Pocono Mountain West. That's at 215.
And it's going to be a 10-3 win at 189 for Lucas Lawler of Bishop McDevitt on Cody Wagner of Faith Christian. That's a 10-3 win for Lawler. Daniels and Chamberlain scoreless after one. Chamberlain on the bottom for the second.
Underway first period over Dante Burns, a 2-1 lead over Chad Beller at 215 pounds. Beller of Catasquia and Burns of Cornwell Egan. No score, first period comes to a close. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny, Ryan McMillan of Wilson. 60 seconds of pushing and shoving from their feet. And we'll see what it looks like. Buggy will choose to start down to start the second period.
Reversal for Chamberlain. He leads Daniels 2-0. Rowan Holmes of Somerset, T. Calvin of Greenville underway.
McMillan of Wilson riding Buggy 15 seconds into the second period. Buggy down on his stomach. McMillan hip on hip right now. Trying to lace that left leg of Buggy. And trying to sort of work up on his head on the left side of his body. And we'll get a quick stalemate. And back to the center they'll go. 128 remaining second period. Burns of Conwell Egan leading 5-2 over Beller. That's a 215 pounds halfway through the second period there.
45 seconds to go. Second period. Daniels of Bentworth trailing Chamberlain of Clearfield 2-0. Daniels just flattened out right now. Start of the second period neutral between Holmes of Somerset and Calvin of Greenville.
Buggy able to get to his feet, 109 remaining. Second period, they go out of bounds, but Buggy with the escape, so he leads McMillan 1-0. And a tie up there is Buggy and McMillan.
Yeah, a stalemate between Daniels and Chamberlain with 13 seconds left. Second period, Daniels trailing 2-0.
Shot attempt there by Buggy, nothing doing, so they'll break away from their tie-up before re-engaging.
Daniels up to his feet, trying to peel hands. Chamberlain brings him back down to the mat. Daniels again trying to get up to his feet. One last attempt, and won't be able to score, but will have choice for the third.
Had a forfeit at 189. Tucker Teets winning by forfeit over Michael Spellman of Strathaven, sending Spellman to the seventh place bout against DeLuise of Bethlehem Catholic.
Daniels chooses neutral to begin the third, trailing 2-0.
Looks like Buggy being tended to for blood time, so 13 seconds remain second period there. Buggy leading 1-0. Burns of Conwell Egan leading Beller 7-3. That's in the third period. That's at 215 pounds.
Minute and a half to go. Third period for Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth. Trailing 2-0.
One minute remaining. Burns again out to a 9-4 lead over Beller. 215 pounds there. Buggy of North Allegheny being tended to for his blood time. Looks like he is cleaned up and wrapped up and ready to go here to restart. 13 seconds remain in his second period against Ryan McMillan of Wilson. Buggy leading 1-0 there.
Shot in by Daniels. Chamberlain trying to spin around behind. And he will do so and get the takedown. Chamberlain leads Daniels 4-0, 40 seconds left, third period. Had a takedown for Holmes of Somerset in the second, an escape for Holmes in the third. He leads 3-0.
Second period of coming to a close. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny will cling to his 1-0 lead here as the second period runs its course. McMillan, however, will have choice in the third period, and he will quickly go to his hands and knees and choose the down position.
And a final 10 seconds. Carter Chamberlain of Clearfield is going to defeat Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth. As the final seconds come off, it's a 4-0 win for Chamberlain.
Dante Burns of Conwell Egan, an 11-5 win over Chad Beller of Catasquaquia. And so that'll bring our final match up to mat 3, which is Mark Efferdian of Faith Christian and Sawyer Robinson of Towanda. Aiden Buggy gives up an escape to Ryan McMillan of Wilson, so that match now tied at 1. Back on their feet they are. Wilson has Buggy in a front headlock.
Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant underway against Braden Ewing of Tyrone.
And we owe you a break here, so let's squeeze that in before we wrap things up here at the State Wrestling Tournament. Back in just a few minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered.
Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Dylan Pitzer with an escape to begin the second period. He leads Braden Ewing, a Tyrone, 1-0. 1:10 to go in the second, wrestling neutral. Result while we were away, Rowan Williams of Somerset, 5-0 over T. Calvin of Greenville. That was a double-A 215-pound result.
And Aiden Buggy, with just 20 seconds left, gets the first takedown of the match. He leads Ryan McMillan of Wilson 3-1 now, just 13 seconds remaining in the match. He will cut McMillan, so the score will go 3-2. They will go out of bounds. 11 seconds to go. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny, a 3-2 lead over Ryan McMillan.
Another final while we were away, Hershey of Spring Grove 3-1 over Brennan of LaSalle, AAA at 285. The other bout at 285 in progress, Roy of St. Joseph's Prep and Latchman of Quakertown. Roy leads 4-2, just under a minute to go in the third. They're on their feet.
F and Dean of Faith Christian leading 2-0 over Robinson of Tawanda. That match is halfway through the second period. Buggy is stopped for blood time. Hopefully one last final time. There's been a number of stoppages to take care of some blood on Buggy, but that one is back underway here. Final 10 seconds. Shot in from McMillan. Buggy sprawls back. Under 5 seconds. They're going to go out of bounds with just 2 seconds left. So, and I don't think Buggy has been hit with a stalling yet, so he can play defense. He will. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny will win 3-2 over Ryan McMillan of Wilson at 215 pounds.
End of two. Pitzer of Mount Pleasant leading 1-0. Ewing of Tyrone is going to go neutral to begin the third.
Second period almost at a close. Effern Dean of Faith Christian still leading 2-0 over Robinson of Tawanda. That second period will come to a close with Robinson on top, trailing by two.
So just a note at 2:15, Steiner of Pocono Mountain West, McMillan of Wilson will wrestle for seventh place. And it looks like we just had a final as well. Roy of St. Joseph's Prep 4-2 over Latchman of Quakertown at 285 in AAA. Roy 4-2.
1:20 to go, third period for Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, leading 1-0, wrestling neutral.
And that win by Roy sends Latchman of Quakertown to the seventh place bout against Brennan of LaSalle.
Yeah, Pitzer leading 1-0, but really pushing here on Ewing of Tyrone. Love to see that. Preemptively preparing for that initial, for that stalling that Ewing may be pushing for here in this final 60 seconds.
That's one thing about Pitzer. He's a heavyweight, but he moves quick.
Yeah.
And he's aggressive on his feet. And the way he's attacking, you would think he's the one.
Right.
Down 1-0.
You know, I've talked about that with a bunch of people, that oftentimes the best defense is a good offense, and that's really what Pitzer is showing right now. Take it out of the official's hands.
There's a half shot there by Ewing, and Pitzer takes a little bit of advantage of that to get some time off the clock. Now down to 25 seconds left. Now, misdirection shot by Ewing, and Pitzer able to sprawl back. Ewing just trying to drive in on that leg of Pitzer. Now is able to get inside, drive a little bit further, but Pitzer able to get him off of that leg. 5 seconds left. Dylan Pitzer, a Mount Pleasant, AA 285, a 1-0 winner.
Yeah, Ewing got sunk in there just for a second. It looked like he might have had the leverage he needed, but you're right. Great job from Pitzer to fight that off. Final coming up right here. Final one of the mat. Mark Efrendian of Faith Christian going to win 2-0 over Sawyer Robinson of Tawanda at 285 pounds. So that is our final match of the evening, Mr. Uriah.
And quite a day here at the Giant Center. Started at 8 o'clock this morning and almost to 11 o'clock tonight. To wrap things up, we'll take a look at what's ahead of us tomorrow. When we wrap things up, we are back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee in healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, wrapping up a long day of wrestling action here, and we get what I would call a relative break tomorrow in that wrestling starts at 9:30, and all the years coming up here, we usually start at 8 or 9, but 9:30 tomorrow, and after the day we've had today, I suspect that will be a good thing.
A great thing.
Yeah, you guys really deserve it here. I only had to sit through 8.5 hours of that. That was a piece of cake.
So again, 9:30 tomorrow we start, and that's going to include consolation rounds. What that's going to be for both AA, AAA, and girls, it's going to be two bouts per weight class. Seventh place bouts have already been decided, at least the pairings have been. Same for the finals. So those two bouts per weight class tomorrow that start at 9:30 will determine who wrestles for third and who wrestles for fifth, and then back at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for the championship match. Well, and I should say at 9:30, then back at, right into 11:30 with the third, fifth, and seventh place bouts, again, for both AA, AAA, and girls. And then the finals will be on three mats here at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So it's been a busy couple of days, and one more tomorrow where we will crown champions, and for the first time ever, girls state champions. Hope you will be with us. It's going to be a fun day as we wrap things up here at the Giant Center in Hershey. And just want to thank everybody involved, in particular our sponsors, Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care, Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Regional Anesthesia Experts and Dr. Brian Matusik, a proud Big Mac alum. Also, the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. And Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating tradition, family and tradition for 85 years. North Franklin Drive in Washington. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service, exceeding expectations. Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. And Ritzko Insurance Agency, don't stall, give Ritzko Insurance a call. 724-745-3379. Join us tomorrow. We're on the air at 9:20 for State Wrestling here on the WJPA Sports Network.